You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Now, here's a mighty promising combination: a good book, good food, and good conversation. Take all of that, mix it together, and you've got the Shady Ladies Literary Society. It's the brainchild of Detroit-based writer Amy Heimerl. We last talked with her here on Stateside about her great book, Detroit Hustle. Pleasure to have you back. Good to see you, Amy.
Oh, it's so great to be on again.
And we want to welcome Ashley Shelby. Her first novel is South Pole Station, and she's going to be the featured author at an upcoming meeting of the Shady Ladies Literary Society. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Tell us more about Shady Ladies, Amy.
So the first thing people always ask me is, what is a shady lady? And I say there's a three-part litmus test. Are you an emerging woman writer? If yes, then you are. Are you somebody who supports emerging women authors? If yes, you are a shady lady. Are you somebody who likes good food, good books, and good conversation? Then you, too, are a shady lady. Are you a man for the bonus round that likes any of those things? Then you too are a shady lady, gentlemen.
I love this. Where'd you get this idea?
So I actually got it when I was on my own book tour for Detroit Hustle, and I realized how hard it was for emerging authors to actually get their stories out there. Publishers don't have a lot of money, surprisingly, to put behind new authors, so you wind up paying for yourself to go on book tour. Bookstores can't really bring you because they're like, well, if you don't have a connection here, we don't want just three people to show up. You don't want to pay to bring yourself to something where three people might show up. So I kept thinking, like, how do we combat that? And I said, well, I know people, even though those of us who love books, even I won't show up for an emerging author sometimes, somebody I don't know, the dog's sick, the kid's done something, whatever happens. And so I thought, but we will come out for dinner in unique locations. So that's sort of where Shady Ladies came from, but also helped me think about how Detroit could be placed in a literary world, because publishers kept telling me, well, we don't send writers to Detroit because you don't have a literary community. There's not a robust community there, so nobody's going to come out and support these authors. So part of Shady Ladies is telling publishers, hey, we've got a lot of readers here in this state. There's 4 million people in the metro area, and they read. And also introduce authors to Detroit so they can go back as emissaries of our beautiful and amazing city.
And actually, one might think publishers and authors don't want to miss any chance to sell books.
Oh, absolutely. But also engaging with literary communities in areas that I think sometimes people working on the coast think of as flyover country. It took a long time for Minneapolis to be seen as the literary bastion that it is. And I think the same thing is happening with Detroit now.
So what's the format?
So the format is, you come, we have a custom cocktail made for every Shady Lady. So this one is called the Jet Fuel, based on Ashley's book. It's super fun. You get that. You come in, you get a full dinner and dessert. You get to talk with the author, a presentation. There's always a tour. So our first event was at Elmwood Cemetery with a private tour. This one with Ashley, we're doing a private tour of the new whiskey factory that used to be the Stroh's ice cream factory. Next month, we're going to be on the stage of Shane Park, so there'll be behind-the-scenes tours. So there's all these elements: unique location, good food, good book, good friends.
And Ashley Shelby, it strikes me, this kind of event is a little different from the typical bookstore signing and reading, isn't it?
Oh, it's so vastly superior. When Amy brought it up to me, I could not believe my luck. I've never heard of anything like this, but there's a genius to it, because she's absolutely right that your standard bookstore reading oftentimes doesn't attract that many people. And also it's very static. You know, we sit there and we read from our book, and sometimes we get questions. Oftentimes there's crickets, you know. But this is multi-layered experience is so wonderful. And just as an author, to see my characters come to life in this way. The booze is so much a part of South Pole Station. And, you know, to have a cocktail named after one of the cocktails served in the book is just, it's so mind-blowing and such an honor. I really am so excited about it.
And really, talk about a win-win-win all around. You're also, Amy, exposing chefs who are going to come cook at the events to new audiences.
Absolutely. So I wanted to pair emerging women authors with ideally emerging women chefs. So the first time, Brooklyn Street Local catered it. This time we have Phoebe Zimmerman from Republic Tavern. She's the sous chef there. So usually her chef is the one who gets to go out and do these events. And I met her and I was like, this is a great opportunity to build her career too. So we're all about building careers for women.
And so who you've had one event so far, right?
We did.
I mean, what kind of folks came to this?
So we keep our audience pretty limited. So we're between 50 to 60 people. So that's a sold out event because we want it to be full enough that it can be a fun experience, but limited enough that you can actually get time to meet other women and meet the author. We had people come from all over the metro area. We had somebody come from as far away as Grand Rapids. So it's just been attracting a really diverse mix of people who are really interested in stories and the idea that in this more divided time that stories and food can really bring us together.
And cocktails.
And
cocktails.
Never forget cocktails.
I know, Ashley Shelby, your event is sold out, so, you know, hooray, you know that that's going on. But for folks who are kind of meeting you here on Stateside, tell us a little about South Pole Station.
Sure. Well, it has been described as a comedy of errors, sort of climate change adventure with booze and art, science, and cooking. Actually, one of the really exciting things about this collaboration here is that one of my characters is a cook, a sous chef, essentially, at South Pole Station, and she goes to some pretty devious lengths to take over the kitchen at South Pole. So when I heard that Chef Zimmerman was going to be a part of this, it just tickled me because it fits in so well with one of the narrative strands of the book. But in South Pole Station, you will learn a little bit about astrophysics, a little bit about climate change, but you'll meet a host of insane, absurd characters who are not that different from the very real-life people who do choose to go down to South Pole Station for months at a time.
This strikes me as another example of what I see so often when I talk to authors on Stateside, and that is support that authors have for each other.
We really do. You know, it's this great club of people who've had such a blessing and an opportunity to write a book. And as we get to know each other, to figure out how do we support each other, and then how do we support other people who are coming up with that dream. So we really want to do that. One of the things that I can say that I love about Ashley's book is that she makes science writing accessible. She makes it come alive. With her character, she makes us actually care about climate change in a different way, other than sort of a mystical, is it, it isn't, whatever, like fight in the media,
malevolent. Or, yeah,
you know, she makes us care about science. But there's also a love story, the things that you would normally think are the best parts of the book, and I did really love those. But the science of it and those scientific characters and the clashes were just really compelling.
Well, as we say, Ashley's event is sold out, but talk about some upcoming events.
So I'm super excited about our September event, which is featuring author Zenzi Clemens and her book, What We Lose, on the stage of Shane Park. So people who come are going to get to actually see the Detroit River from the star's perspective. 50 people on a dinner party on the stage, behind the scenes tour. We have Chef Enrique from Gabriel Hall, who's working on opening her new restaurant. So we're very excited. And in November, we actually have a special guest, Dar Williams, the singer-songwriter, is coming to talk about her new memoir in Assemble Sound, which is an old historic church in Detroit that's been purchased and is being rehabbed. It's recording studios, supporting artists there. So it's going to be an intimate experience like you've never had before.
Well, that's a big get.
It was when she called me. She was so kind to me when I was on book tour. She called me and had me open for her in a number of performances because she wanted her favorite authors to open for her last year, and randomly called me. And so when we talked about this idea of Shady Lady, she said, I'm in and I want to be one of your first.
That's fair. Again, the sisterhood is certainly rallying. And ticket prices are roughly what?
So they range between about $60 and $100. So okay. The Dar Williams event will be a little bit more. We do two tiers. So one is for people who are coming and you have to buy every ticket comes with dinner, comes with the experience, and it comes with a signed first edition of the book. So that's the higher end ticket price. The lower end ticket price is for companions. Say you're bringing a girlfriend and you want to share the book. That's totally fine with us. So you buy one ticket with the book, one ticket without.
Too fun. Well, you can get all details on upcoming events by going to the website, and it's not hard to remember the name, ShadyLadiesLiterarySociety.com. Well, Ashley Shelby, great to meet you. And I am so excited because Amy brought me a copy of South Pole Station. So I'm very excited.
There's the recipe for the jet fuel. Everybody gets that in their gift bag. You get a custom coaster with the custom cocktail.
Wonderful. Much luck with the book, Ashley, and enjoy your upcoming visit to Detroit. And Amy, great idea with Shady Ladies Literary Society. And I know you'll be making a lot of authors happy and a lot of readers happy and chefs.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.